How should a person cope with loneliness or fight the feeling of being lonely without having to rely on other things / people / contact / sensation? Thank you. Yeah, loneliness is an interesting one. I'm not sure if what's exactly meant by fight the feeling of loneliness. You can be aware of it. You can be aware of the feeling of loneliness, just like being aware of any other feeling. Loneliness is interesting because it's not necessarily associated with being alone. So people might have the experience of being alone and they don't feel lonely, they feel held or full or fulfilled. Or you might have the experience of being at a big party or gathering and you feel more lonely than ever. So I think of loneliness as alienation, like a sense of alienation. That's very much connected with loneliness. And I remember just being in a cave in Thailand, just on retreat, and I remember at the end of the retreat reflecting that I never once felt lonely while I was in this cave, and just doing the practice and feeling very whole and feeling quite good about the practice, but not feeling lonely, but being in a very lonely, what people would consider a very, very lonely place. And people were actually bringing food to me. I wasn't even going down. The other monks were bringing food up, and there was a bell outside of the cave, and the bell would ring, and I would just go out, and since it was a bhikkhu bringing it up, it would already be offered. So I wasn't even going down. This was at Pujamgom, not even going down for the alms round for 2 weeks. And so there, if you think of the opposite of loneliness, there's that feeling of being held. So I felt very like being held by the environment there, and it was this very beautiful, natural environment. Very good weather at the time, not too hot, not too cold. Feeling very comfortable. But then sometimes the loneliness can arise really strong, like depending on our temperament. It could be when we're in the city or when we're around a lot of people, then we might feel unsafe. Or all these questions are connected, because there's loneliness is also that feeling of not feeling safe. But sometimes loneliness is because we're by ourselves or we're missing people. We want to hang out with our friends or whatever. And we're lonely, so we call our friend up. Hey, let's go hang out. But that doesn't really get at the heart of the problem. So go hang out, go watch a movie or something. You know, it might alleviate it for a while just by not looking at it with awareness. But to really get to the heart of the problem, we look at it with awareness and try to see what's the deeper issue here, and trying to get to the heart of the problem. But we don't really have to fight with it. That's more like repression. We don't want to repress or deny what we're experiencing. So we want to see it with awareness, see it with mindfulness and awareness. Buddhism is all about seeing everything with mindfulness and awareness and looking at what's it stemming from? What's it coming from? So it's not about getting rid of it. It's just acknowledging this is the way things are. This is how it is right now, and it's unpleasant. And looking at how it is, and that's what we call the contemplative practice as well, when we just look at it and see our awareness is just like this, and in this moment it can't be any other way. Seeing it with awareness does start to change it. in it. It's one of those practice paradoxes where seeing it with awareness and non-judgmental awareness, it does actually start to change it. It starts to calm down, it starts to settle.